So shall we fill you in on what we're doing?
Yes, please.
You got it.
Thank you.
Let me turn this down a little because I hear myself a lot. It's a little hot. I'm a little hot.
A little hot.
Coming in hot.
I recently found myself sick in bed and binged on English murder mysteries on a wonderful channel called Acorn TV. Because of this, I was deeply unprepared for today's couple, as well as deeply suspicious that they were not what they seemed. Unprepared and suspicious. A delicious combination. To say more.
A cup of tea for you and me, patisserie, say more. I'll lend an ear to hear your fear of why you're weird, say more. You gotta dig a little deeper, baby. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about my credentials. A mental spa, a blah, blah, blah. Je ne sais quoi.
French.
Say more.
Thank you, Bonnie and Frank, for joining me. It's really wonderful to have you both. You know, I like to start my sessions by having the couple tell me what they think is the reason that has brought them here.
Okay.
And before you answer, I just want you to both, well, you know what? Let's stand up and let's switch chairs if we could.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with that, Bonnie?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I had picked the one that was closer to the door because I just sometimes have to pee, and it comes out of nowhere, so.
Sure. Control is important to you.
Of my bladder, yeah.
We're learning so much already. Frank, you want to tell us why you think you're here?
Why I think I'm here is because Bonnie wants me to, and I will do whatever she wants me to do because I love her.
Ah, that's nice.
That is nice. Why don't you tell me, Bonnie, why you think that the two of you are here today?
Frank lost our 401k.
And can you say more, Bonnie? How did he lose the money?
He entered into the poker tournament, which is, I think it's am I right, is a Texas Hold'em?
Yep, Texas Hold'em.
Okay. And he went all in before even the flop came down, and that was it. It was gone.
Wow.
In my defense, I had two jacks. So that's usually,
it's exciting.
Anyway.
So is there anything that you think the two of you need to work on, Frank, or anything that you think you want to discuss with me today, Dr. Sheila?
I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong.
You don't think there's anything wrong. What are we going to do when we stop working?
Let's stop here for a second. Frank, how does it feel when Bonnie asks questions rather than says statements? Because what I'm noticing is that there's a lot of questions being asked.
Mm-hmm.
And are you familiar with what happens to the body when a question is asked? Either one of you?
What do you mean, what happens to the body?
When a question is asked, often the body will rise in temperature, palms will get sweaty. There's a real physiological change that happens in the body when someone is asked a question. And when a statement is made, the body relaxes.
Mm.
Sometimes the bowels release.
Oh.
There's a real sense of peace and letting go.
What about for the question asker? What happens in the body of the person who's asking the question? Like, why is it always about the person who's answering the question?
That's a great question. I'm going to ask you that question back. What do you think happens?
I think that, I feel very tense all the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because I'm asking questions. I mean, I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel my anus is very tight, my mm-hmm. whole buttocks. So a release sounds great to me. I'd love to be on the other side of some statements being made.
Well, I don't know if you really want to be on the other side of, like, having a loose anus.
What if I was to tell the both of you that I don't think the reason why you're here is because Frank gambled away your money. I think there's a deeper reason, a mystery, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I, for one, would bet you $20 she's right on that.
Who are you betting? You're saying
I'm betting
Dr. Sheila's
right? I'm
betting
Dr. Mm-hmm. Sheila?
Is that right?
Right?
Thank you. Yes, it has to be asked in the form of a question.
Is not Dr. Sheila? It's Dr. Sheila?
Because the... Very quickly, I'm not technically licensed as a doctor, so the doctor has to be asked as a question, so therefore it's not a statement, so therefore I'm not legally bound in saying mm-hmm. that I'm a doctor. But what's really important is what you just said, Frank. What did you just say?
Yeah,
what
is that okay, I an said, okay question to ask?
Oh, that's interesting. You're noticing that I'm asking questions.
Yeah.
So what I'm sensing, Bonnie, let me stay with you. I want to put a little pressure on you. I want to stick with you for a second, Bonnie. So, Bonnie, I'm sensing some anger. Let's talk a little bit about your anger mm-hmm. towards Frank.
Okay.
And if you could bring it into the room.
What does that mean?
It means talk about it in the room.
Okay. I'm angry that the money that we built together is no longer ours. I'm not angry about a lot about Frank. He generally does what he says he's going to do. He's an incredible lover.
Let's talk more about that. Frank, what kind of lover are you?
Oh.
And if that's too personal, answer it.
No, I'm on board for this. I feel like I am the kind of lover that asks what the other person wants.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I give that to them. Mm.
Diligently. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Diligently. That's a good, yes, mm. diligent. Some things I might not even like to do, but I do because she likes it.
He's not afraid to take a risk. I'll give him that. And that is something that drew me to him initially. He had on green pants with a coral shirt. And I said, oh, my God. I was so excited, you know, because you're just in a sea of khakis, and here is a man in a green pant, and you're like, well, I like the cut of this guy's jib.
I was peacocking.
I'm aware of that term. A colleague of mine came up with that term, created an incredible program mm-hmm. of how to attract mm-hmm. women by making them feel badly about themselves. He's a wonderful, wonderful...
I have to pee. Can I go pee?
I'm so sorry. I really don't like people getting up and going to the bathroom during my
really?
Sessions. We just have a short amount of time.
I know, but okay.
And I believe that when you hold in your urine, it activates the vagal vagus nerve. If you hold it, you might faint.
Mm.
And that's also very good, I think, sometimes therapeutically. You're having a feeling, Bonnie. What's your feeling?
It's just disappointment, you know? I guess I just didn't see the signs of your gambling. He has a gambling addiction. I mean, really, that's what it is from the get-go.
But could that be a red herring? Could the gambling addiction be the red herring?
What's up with the animals?
Bear with me, because I just recently... I've been spending the weekend watching a lot of murder mysteries and a lot of really fun, you know... who's the killer and with whom did they kill? What object did they, those kind of fun things.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to a ton of true crime podcasts. There's a great podcast called Women Talking About Murder that is amazing.
I love those gals.
Are you saying that it could be either one of our issues that is causing this tension?
Well, I think that so far, what I've found out from Bonnie is she's upset.
Mm-hmm.
She has a tight anus, and she also needs to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's what I know.
Yeah, I've been needing to go.
Mm-hmm. So maybe take this moment to talk to Frank.
Okay.
Without questions, only statements,
mm-hmm.
so that we don't elevate his blood pressure, but you get to... ask of him what you want by stating it.
Okay. That's going to be difficult.
Well, marriage is difficult.
You need to stop gambling or I will divorce you. Mm. Is that clear enough?
Very powerful. So what I'd like to do with the two of you is a version of aversion therapy called the aversion version version. Bonnie, if you could think about something that Frank doesn't like to do, a task,
okay,
a food he doesn't like to eat, mm-hmm, a movie he doesn't like to watch.
Okay.
And while you're thinking of that, Frank, I want you to describe the high that you get when you gamble. And at an appropriate time, Bonnie, I want you to insert that disgusting food or movie, okay, into the conversation.
Okay.
And to my moorheads out there, if you're sensitive to gagging sounds, now is the time to turn the volume up and lean into the discomfort. It's the only way to learn.
Okay. Great. So when I was in college, I went with some friends of mine.
Big Seedy.
And, okay.
It's great so far.
So, my friends and I in college decided to take $20. We each went to the 7-Eleven, and we were going to buy some scratchers.
Big Seedy.
Okay. So we were gonna take that $20, get like a bunch of scratchers, and then however much money we won, we would just keep doing it, buying more scratchers until we got like a bigger prize, like $500. If we won $500,
Big Seedy.
Sorry.
You okay, Frank?
Yeah, I hate Big Seedy.
Well, and it's also because your mom used to make it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, bingo. Oh, bingo, bongo.
Yeah.
Bingo, bingo. I won a stuffed
Big Seedy.
Okay, do you need some water?
Yes.
No, I can't hear that. If I hear that, I will pee in this chair.
She's going to pee in that chair, I'm telling
you. I ask you to please hold it if you can. It's really, really good for
therapy. I'm really clenching my pelvic floor.
So every mystery has a secret underneath. There's always a third act reveal. Mm-hmm. And what I'm wondering, Bonnie, is there something that you're hiding from Frank that could be interesting to me somehow?
What about the cleaning?
I'm a cleaner. I love to have a clean house.
And what does that mean?
It means I don't want to see, you know, a Cheeto left out. I want them all in their airtight containers, and I want you to empty the box into the containers right when you get home, and I want the dust cleaned up, and I want it to smell spick and span. Bingo, bango.
And if it doesn't?
Then I will stay up until it's finished, and then I will go to bed.
And then what happens?
Then I go to sleep happily with the smell of cleaner in my nose.
Because if you don't?
I don't know what would happen if I don't, because if I didn't, I wouldn't sleep.
And if you don't sleep?
Then I'm a real rager. I mean, I would get angry. I would be pretty angry all the time.
And when you're angry, it looks like?
You know Dance Moms? Have you seen that show? Mm. It looks like her, Abby, you know, just like snapping at people to Shanae turn and just real, real short. And like, why didn't you do the thing I said? You know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
You know,
So that must be a lot of pressure for you, Frank, to feel like if you don't do something correct, Bonnie will be upset.
Well, and I love like Cheetos.
Who doesn't?
I tell you what, it's one of my joys, but I stopped bringing them home. Because I knew that if I brought that into our relationship, into our house, that I knew I would mess up, and I knew I'd leave a little chip somewhere, and then it's like, where's my partner with me by my side in bed? Nope, she's up cleaning the whole house because of one Cheeto chip.
Yeah. And you know where there isn't that kind of pressure, a casino.
There's none of that. You can be as filthy as you want.
What do you mean?
Bonnie, let's say that as a statement. Let's not ask a question.
Tell me what you mean.
Like, you know, people smoke or have their drink on the table.
Do you
or
smoke?
They get food.
Pause. Let's get another statement.
You're smoking.
Powerful.
Yeah, well, yes, I have smoked. Sometimes it's part of my ritual to have two puffs, put it out.
And Frank, if you could answer her in a question, please.
Oh, you want me to do questions? That makes
sense. I want you to want to do questions. I don't want anything. I want you to want it.
Got it.
You are smoking.
Am I? Have you seen me smoke?
No, but you're smoking. Cigarettes. Cigarettes.
I think that you might be right, but am I sure?
This is the best work we've done so far. I'd like to try an exercise where I ask the both of you to describe a room. So if you need to close your eyes and think about what you're seeing as you enter that room.
Okay. I'm in a bathroom. I've gone quickly to a bathroom. There's a toilet. Well, it's a warm seated toilet. There's also a pedestal sink with gold fixtures. A very spotless mirror. It smells really good in there. There's a Myers candle, maybe, with a peony smell. Mm. Some vintage fixtures above me with a warm light. And there's a ceramic pink jaguar in the corner. It's so comforting. And
then knock, knock, knock.
It's locked.
I know, but I need to just.
No, this is my room. This is only for me.
Can I just come in for 1 second?
For what?
I need to get that pink jaguar statue.
Why?
I just. I found a buyer on eBay. I think I can get at least, I'm going to say close, high hundreds.
Enough.
Oh.
Okay.
I have it. You've given me everything I need to solve this marriage. From the moment you both walked in, I saw all the clues. Bonnie requesting to sit in a specific chair. Her disgust at the Cheeto dust. The imagine private bathroom where you won't let Frank in, even though he has a buyer in the high hundreds. Bonnie, it was not Frank's gambling that killed your marriage. No, that was a red herring. It was your OCD. And that is why you are here.
Why we're here?
And that's why you should be here. And that's the problem. And I put the problem in quotes because I don't believe that couples have problems. They only have opportunities. They only have experiences. So your opportunity or your experience together is that you have OCD. Does that make sense?
When he has a gambling addiction. Right? In quotes as well? Or
it's interesting to me that even as I tell you this, you feel the need to get what I'm saying right. To make it correct, to clean it up. Do you see what you're doing? So I'm telling you, you have OCD, and you're telling me
that he has a gambling addiction.
Exactly. So what I think we can do to connect you, to have you have an intimate moment with each other and here in this room, in this sacred space, is Bonnie, I need you to let go.
Okay, of what? All of our finances, because that has already happened.
I need you to release something that you're holding.
My pee?
I think that would be a wonderful expression of your commitment to Frank.
You want me to pee on this chair?
I want you to let go of what you're holding. And if that means urinating in real time on this chair, then I believe that's what therapy is made for.
Bonnie,
what?
Take my hands. Do this for me and our relationship, okay?
Is this what's going to save us?
because I will do it.
Wow, beautiful work.
I've never been more attracted to you in my life.
Incredible trust and intimacy there. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know that I joined her.
Liz, I should rest my voice after this cold. Can you do the credits, yeah?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're doing them now anyway. Liz, my producer. And the tea I like?
It's honey and lemon.
Honey and lemon, very good. And I make that by...
Well, I made you one for the road.
Ugh, best in the biz.
This is an improvised episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. The cast includes...
I'm Amy Poehler.
I'm Lennon Parham.
And I'm John Lutz.
And this is Say More with Dr. Sheila.
Say More is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcast. It's produced by Best Case Studios. Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer.
When you said there is a pink jaguar, a ceramic jaguar in the bathroom, I was like, oh my God, the bathroom does sound nice.
For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer, Suzanne Myers, supervising producer, Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
That was a blast. Mm. I feel like this couple should stay together.
Thank you.
They have a spark. They care. There's not that much contempt.
Odyssey's executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yannickin Berning, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hilary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green.
I'm moving out. I'm going to find a place that has the bathroom that I want. And we're going to keep it clean and tidy.
I find that when one partner declares they're moving out, that's when the marriage starts. That.
Holly Barber and Alice Stanley Jr. composed the Dr. Sheila theme song. Additional music is by Holly Barber. This episode was edited and mixed by Daniel Turek. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York. Follow and listen to Say More with Dr. Sheila now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.